This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, who knows, but Joe Biden lost Texas by only 5.5 points in 2020. It's been moving faster into the blue column than any other battleground state. Anything, I think, is possible in this year. And with the energy that those two are bringing to this ticket, I think that Texas could possibly be in play.
All right. Beto O'Rourke scaring everybody, saying Texas is in play. Beto, get back on your... He needs to be a bar dancer. He likes to crawl on top of those bars and shout to the rooftops. What has Beto O'Rourke successfully done? He's run for Congress. He won and served in Congress and did virtually nothing and then was like, I think that I should be governor or president. This is what Beto O'Rourke has done. And now he's saying that the excitement surrounding Harris and Walz is going to make Texas be in play. Texas is not in play. I hope I don't need those words later. Yeah, everything is pushing you into fear and anxiety surrounding this election cycle. And a lot of it, I just every day, the conclusion that I have about the direction of this campaign and how you and I are tied into it is watching the media lie. That's the thing. That's the line that makes people go nuts. Watching the hypocrisy come out of the media. That's what makes people crazy, because it's not about whether you believe X policy or Y policy, red policy or blue policy. That has nothing to do with it. So much so that the Harris-Walz campaign doesn't even have policies on their website. And we're told that they don't have policies on their website because they're really busy right now. That's really what it comes down to. Policies are not the priority. It's this from Eric Swalwell.
Why hasn't Kamala Harris laid out her policy agenda? It's not even on her campaign's website.
So she's doing that this week. She's talking, particularly about her economic message. She's also, been going across the country, filling arenas and talking about what she's going to do on the rights that were robbed for women when Roe was taken away, the border crisis that she's going to solve, that her economic policy won't benefit billionaires, but it will benefit hardworking Americans.
Then when Roe was taken away, I can't get over this. When Roe was taken away, as if Donald Trump himself took it away. Yeah, he appointed people to the Supreme Court and they ruled based on the Constitution. And what you won't ever hear Eric Swalwell say is the amount of times that Amy Coney Barrett has ruled in favor of the Constitution and her interpretation and against what Republicans want to have come out of the Supreme Court. We've seen this with Kavanaugh as well. We've definitely seen it with the Chief Justice. It's not the case that Donald Trump single-handedly ended abortion. And I say this as somebody who lives in the state of Illinois, where abortion is accessible and our number one tourist attraction, if you ask the governor of the state of Illinois. He wants to be a destination in this country for people who are seeking abortion, so much so that you could have them when you're underage and not even have to tell a parent. That's a priority of the state of Illinois. That's what they are looking to do, and it's pretty reprehensible. When you hear Eric Swalwell say to CNN that Kamala hasn't put her policies out there because she's been traveling the country filling arenas, I have a suggestion for you. Before you travel the country and fill arenas, tell us what your policies are on a website, because that's what matters for people who are voting. Now, maybe that's not what we are trying to make matter for people. Maybe what we're actually trying to do is create a scenario where we are just simply trying to get people emotionally worked up, drummed up, so that they vote strictly on emotion and fear because they can't handle the situation should Donald Trump become the president of the United States. That's essentially what Swalwell is saying, is that the policies, they're not a main priority. Imagine that. A situation where you've got the president, the hopeful president, who is the vice president. She's got policies. She's run on a platform before. She signed on to the Joe Biden platform. She signed on to the DNC platform when they ran for office in 2020. Is there so much of Kamala Harris's policies that are different than that, that they need time in order to make those policies be articulated on a website to the tune of, what, almost a month now? Is that what they really need? What is Kamala Harris saying when she's going from place to place to place, filling arenas, and filling arenas, I might add, without the assistance of a concert? That would be impressive. And you know, we have yet to see that maybe she's capable of doing that, but we don't know. Brad, I'm going to pull up a tweet here, so I'm going to play this video and share it to our stream. But the question of whether or not Kamala Harris has her own policies or Biden policies that she's going to subscribe to, is she going to differ from Joe Biden? Is there a lot that she wants to separate herself from the current president of the United States? Because most of what people are saying right now is that it's very difficult to live in America right now. Inflation is kicking people's butts. So if she's going to have economic policies that are directly in contrast to Joe Biden, why hasn't she been doing something or saying something about that while she was the vice president? Is she going to go directly against Joe Biden? Or are her policies essentially that of the current administration? I think we're going to find out that they are pretty similar. Interestingly enough, Corinne Jean-Pierre was asked yesterday in a press conference to just list out some of Kamala's achievements as vice president. This is a tweet from Libs of TikTok with this video. And, you know, first take note of how many accomplishments Corinne Jean-Pierre is capable of listing of Kamala Harris. How many things can they say she really led us across the finish line here? And then after you make that long list, understand how completely inseparable Kamala Harris is from Joe Biden.
What does the president see as the vice president's biggest achievement during their time in office together?
So look, because they've been partners, those achievements have been done, certainly those historic, unprecedented achievements have been done together. I'll say this, the president believes in the vice president's leadership, her temperament, her experience, and he has said this himself. One of the proudest decisions that he made in 2020 was selecting her as vice president because he believed that she can go on day one. And you've seen that, you've seen them do that together on day one of this administration. That doesn't change. I'm not going to parse out anything from here. They have been partners. She's been a critical partner for this president for during this term and will continue to do so. You will see them together on Thursday in Maryland, where they would talk about their next announcement on lowering costs for the American people.
So it sounds like they're actually going to start focusing on lowering costs for the American people. Well, that's fantastic. Good for them. Why are you waiting until an election year in order to do that? Why are you waiting till election season in order to do that? Do they understand how much inflation is crushing people? Do they understand that this is a real issue that they cannot parse between race or religion? That we are in a constant state of trying to figure out how to afford Joe Biden's America? And yeah, I think it's actually the case, to Corinne Jean-Pierre's point. They've been in lockstep, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Kamala Harris hasn't stepped out and tried to do anything on her own where she's tried to, you know, lead this administration in any particular area. She's been background. And I think it's very interesting that Corinne Jean-Pierre, basically what she said about the the value that that Kamala Harris brings to the ticket is that she'd be ready on day one. So essentially, because she's alive, she's qualified to take over as the vice president and pick up right where Joe Biden has left off. And she knew from day one that that would be something she would have to do. All right, now let's go over from Corinne Jean-Pierre, who has just tied together Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and said the accomplishments of the Biden administration, those accomplishments are Kamala Harris's also. You can't only give Kamala Harris the benefit of the accomplishments and absolve her of any sort of failures. That's not how it works. And the American people are going to be aware of that. MSNBC was asking Philadelphia black voters to talk about what are the issues that are most important to you in this upcoming election. And there is a woman here who's talking. Oh, I hesitate to guess her age, but I will. Maybe late 50s, 60s. And she's talking straight to this MSNBC reporter and giving her some honest truth.
How hard has inflation hit you?
It hit me hard. It's hitting me hard.
Who do you blame for it?
I blame the federal government at this point. If a working class mom who works as a paralegal cannot buy a $2 bell pepper because it's now $5, imagine a mother living on food stamps. Mm. Imagine a mother who's making minimum wage trying to feed children. Mm. They're killing us without killing us. If you understand that. They're killing us without telling us they're killing us. They're hurting people in ways that they can't help themselves. It's either feed my child or, well, how about feed my children and I don't.
Is that what MSNBC wants to hear? Good for them for asking the question. Good for them for making the point to have the discussion with real voters who are giving real answers. You can't race bait people out of that understanding of their own personal economy. You can't divide people so much through politics where you don't have to put those policies out there in the forefront so that voters like that woman in Philadelphia, she needs to know how she's going to afford to feed herself after she feeds her family. There's nothing that's going to make a mother, a grandmother go, oh, well, The Democrat Party says I have to vote for them because if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. A direct quote from the current man in charge. We can't look at this coming election. We don't have the luxury of looking at this coming election just based on hate and fear that is trying to be sowed into our hearts and our minds. Because people just like that woman in Philadelphia, they know where the real struggle is. They know where the real problems are. And if you heard her in the very beginning there, where do you put the blame on this? She said, I put it on the federal government. You think that that woman's too stupid to understand who's running the federal government right now? She knows. She understands. And she needs to be heard. She needs to be heard more than any sort of stump speech at some arena from either candidate who's trying to win this presidency? Which of the people running for office hears that Philadelphia woman? Which of the people running for office right now can say, you're gosh darn right, that is a problem right now and we need to change it? Which of these candidates can admit that the direction of the economy right now is disastrous for middle class America, for people who are trying to provide for themselves, for people who are trying to live life without the government coming in and minding your business all of the time? Which of these candidates can actually admit that? Because it isn't Kamala Harris. She's part of the federal government right now. She's part of the foundational direction that this economy has gone in. Because just listen to Corinne Jean-Pierre. They are like this. They are inseparable. The successes of this administration, however you define success, that's Kamala Harris too. She gets the successes. She gets the failures. The interesting thing here is that a lot of the things that Corinne Jean-Pierre would define as a success in this Biden administration looks a lot like a failure to me. And from what I'm gathering from this woman in Philadelphia, it looks like a failure to her, too. Because as she says there, a $2 bell pepper that's $5 right now, I got to start making some choices. And these are hard choices. And these are choices that when it starts to pierce into your ability to basically provide for your family, don't ask me to have some loyalty to some political party when it goes against my obvious common sense understanding of what's best for my home. That woman gets it. I don't know who she's going to vote for, but she's paying attention and she's listening. When all the media does is lie and deceive, and that's what they're doing right now. The left-stream media is out there to lie and to deceive and to not press in any way, shape, or form to get real, honest answers from either candidate. MSNBC, CNN, they don't care about honest answers from Donald Trump. The further away they get from honesty and truth in Donald Trump, the more close they are to being able to fabricate their own story. They can manifest truth if people are willing to consume it. And maybe up until this point or not too long ago, people were willing to consume it, but now it's too costly. The real issues that matter right now are our ability to provide for ourselves and our comfortable security in this country, knowing that we're safe. Knowing that as Americans, as taxpaying Americans, that we're the ones who are prioritized in the situation. The current administration calls the situation that we have in this country right now success. They're looking at what we have right now. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris see the way this country is right now, and they think it's a success. They don't want what you want. They don't want you to be able to be independent of the federal government. They don't want you to be able to afford things for yourself. They need you to need them so that they can retain their access to power. That's the ruse. And when the people who are in power pat the people in the media on the back who keep them there, that's a relationship that works for them that never works for you. And the only way to combat it is to stop believing the lies and stop settling for their deceit. The media is going to be the downfall of this country. It's not Republicans or Democrats. It's the people who are in a position to seek out truth who failed to do so because they wanted to be on the side of power. That will be the downfall of the we the people part of this experiment in the United States. And we got to call it out. We're going to get a little bit more into media coverage here when we come back. And when we get into the 1 o'clock hour, I am very excited to talk to Jim Carafano. Because what's going on in the Middle East right now, Iran, Israel, other parties that are starting to get involved and to support what Iran is potentially doing is a little scary. So let's get to the bottom of it and get to the truth of it. And then we're going to speak to Caroline Leavitt, who is the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary at 125. Stick around. We'll be right back. I have no strength
with which to speak. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump tonight on X. I don't know if the president is going to tune in. Feel free to say if he is or not. But I think that misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue. It's a it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that, or stopping the spread of that, or sort of intervening in that? Some of that was about campaign misinformation, but
I gotta interrupt this guy right now. What is the Washington Post? His name's Cleve Wootson. Are you sure that's a name? Cleve Wootson.
Yeah, I Googled it.
Did you hear what he said there? He says he's asking at a White House press briefing what role that the White House has in shutting down Elon Musk's ability to have a conversation with Donald Trump, because Elon Musk and Twitter are harbors for misinformation and disinformation. What role does the White House have in shutting this down? He goes on.
It's a wider thing, right?
Yeah, no, and you've heard us talk about this many times from here, about the responsibilities that social media platforms have when it comes to misinformation, disinformation. Don't have anything to read out from here about specific ways that we're working on it, but we believe that they have the responsibility. These are private companies, so we're also mindful of that too,
maybe.
Look, it is. I think it is incredibly important to call that out as you're doing. I just don't have any specifics on what we have been doing internally.
Maybe lead with the private company part. Maybe lead with that. Now this is interesting, because this is X now, and I just feel like maybe as a patriot I need to start calling it X and stop calling it Twitter, because you remember what the federal government was doing with Twitter before Elon Musk decided to expose the gosh darn thing? Do you remember how Twitter was shutting stories down, like the Hunter Biden laptop, which they were completely wrong about, and everybody's come out since then and said, yeah, we kind of blew that. Do you remember what the consequence of that was? Election interference. And that was my best bad Trump impression. The Washington Post is just so comfortable asking Corinne Jean-Pierre to be like, hey, Elon Musk and Trump saying things I don't like, saying things that I don't necessarily agree with. What are you going to do about it? The answer is, this is America. It's a private company. If you think that they're saying things that aren't true, then challenge them in the Washington Post. We have media outlet after media outlet that we know is incredibly disingenuous when it comes to actually reporting news. CNN is one of those outlets that people understand when CNN is reporting something, that it's coming from a certain angle. A lot of people would say the same thing about Fox News. Fox News has a much more conservative-friendly panel of punditry, but they absolutely bring in the other side on the regular. And I say this all the time. You know this because you can't stand most of those people, but they're there. They're creating better conversation because the people on the left are given the platform to challenge the people on the right so that we can have a discussion about the issues. I don't see that happening. Scott Jennings on CNN, I give him a high five for the efforts he's been making here in this election season. CNN, the way they present things that are so patently false, and they do it with a news baseline. This is Caitlin Collins, right? Caitlin Collins, who I like want to like these people. I want to be able to handle these people. Caitlin Collins has this thing about her that is not likable to me. There's a sense of snideness that comes across a lot of what she does and says. Like, just an understanding. There's a foundational understanding with her that Trump is just the worst thing that has ever happened. So when you watch her, is she supposed to be a news person or is she supposed to be a commentator? Do we know?
She's supposed to be a news person.
If you watch Sean Hannity, you know that he's a commentator. And Sean Hannity isn't my cup of tea. He's doing his thing, wildly successful. I hear wonderful things about Sean Hannity as an individual, and I have deep respect for the success that he's had. But it's not the show that I sit down to make sure that I watch every night. I like Jesse Waters a lot. I watch his show with regularity, if I can. Caitlin Collins, not my cup of tea. She's asked on Stephen Colbert's show, which, again, not my cup of tea, but I like to look at the other side and see what they're saying. Listen to Colbert ask Caitlin Collins or make a comment to Caitlin Collins about the objective and fair reporting that CNN is known for. And then listen to his audience.
Trump has kind of been thrown on his heels by this, and he's not really sure how to go after Vice President Harris. He knew his attack lines on President Biden. He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes it. I know.
Is that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but
He finishes.
Yes, it is.
I guess it is. He mentions the objectivity of CNN, and the Colbert audience busts out laughing.
This moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
Oh, I know. CNN makes it. I know.
Is that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
What is that? What do you take from that? Colbert asking a CNN host, about to pose a question to a CNN host and talking about the objectivity of CNN, they don't even take it seriously. They don't want to take it seriously. The idea that you are a left-leaning, maybe not an all the way in the tank. I think MSNBC is, they I don't think that MSNBC denies who they are. I think CNN is posing as a news organization where if you listen to what Caitlin Collins says, I don't think he understands how to attack her yet. He knows exactly what Donald Trump is going to do. He's aware of how he's going to handle this. I think that he has smartly tried to sit back while they have their kind of first couple of weeks, get all the good stuff out, all the good feelings. And then I believe that the attacks or the responses, they're going to be attacks. Let's just be real about it. Those are going to start coming quickly after the convention. I believe that they don't want to throw things out here right now that they can get ahead of at the convention, that they can put out there and then the convention kind of squashes those things. I think it's going to look like a very different campaign once the convention is over. It is laughable to the people in the Colbert audience sitting in front of Stephen Colbert and Caitlin Collins. It's laughable to them that CNN is just report the news objectively based entity. They think it's funny. They think it's funny that he would say that, that it would even be need to be said that way. We have people in a press briefing, a press conference with the press secretary of the Biden administration asking them, what are you going to do about shutting down Elon Musk and Donald Trump? Free speech on a privately owned platform. This is a question that they feel very comfortable asking in 2024 of the press secretary and the administration. You have news anchors on nighttime talk shows that are the hands and feet of Democratic campaigns in the Colbert show. You have a hand in glove operation at every turn, ensuring that a narrative continues to be upheld. Nowhere in any of that narrative is truth a priority or even identifiable. It's actually the biggest dose of sunlight that could possibly happen to the entire ruse that the Democrat Party has up until this point successfully been able to maneuver. What cuts through all of that? More Elon Musk, Donald Trump conversations. More Donald Trump and YouTube Aiden Ross conversations. More opportunities for Donald Trump to sidestep the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the ABCs, the CBSs, all of it. To sidestep all of it and say, I don't need you. You do need me. I'm going over here and I'm going to speak directly to the people. These are the avenues that Donald Trump needs to travel in order to be successful in November. And in turn with that, he's going to need people like you to get involved to make sure we turn people out to vote. I can't stress enough how important it is to understand your ability, you, right now in your kitchen, in your car, in your living room, at your desk, your ability to get somebody to turn in a ballot or to show up to vote that maybe wasn't thinking about doing it. And it's not just Donald Trump. It's every congressional race. It's every local race. It's your state legislatures. Top to bottom, I know you're passionate about this. You listen to 97.1. You vote in primaries. You understand the importance of this, but most people don't. We had a suggestion from one of our listeners about today's YouTube live chat poll. And the question today is, are you better off now than you were under Trump? Yes or no? Simple question. We had a suggestion from a listener like, oh, I thought today's poll would be, do you think Elon Musk helped Donald Trump? And what I have come to understand from doing the show is that while Donald Trump and Elon Musk did like 2 hours on an X space last night, which, by the way, you're sitting there and you're listening without visuals. It's radio, folks. Spaces is not new. It's radio. Tell your friends to tune in. We would love to have them. We would love to welcome them into the 97.1 family. A lot of people weren't listening to that last night. They have millions and millions and millions of views or impressions or whatever X is calling them. They are reaching millions of people, but many of you didn't listen to that last night because last night was the last night before school started for you. It was for us. Last night you had a baseball practice or a volleyball practice that you had to run people to. Last night you had a late night call that you had to attend to for work. Last night you were tired because you busted your butt all day at a job that you're trying to work your tail off so you can make ends meet in Joe Biden's America. People are busy. People are working hard. And as much as I envelop myself in the minute by minute of this news cycle, a lot of people aren't. And they're like that lady from Philadelphia who's sitting there going, it costs too much to buy groceries. And people are having to make choices about who gets to eat. And if I'm dealing with that, this Philadelphia woman says, as a paralegal who is middle class trying to feed her family, what is the person out there on food stamps doing right now? What are the people who are economically disadvantaged doing in Joe Biden's America, in Kamala Harris's America? What are they doing right now? They're probably not sitting listening to a 2-hour conversation between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. And while I could see the advantage of them doing that, it's not realistic that it's going to happen. Those people still need to vote. Those people still have a concern about the future of this country that affects them more personally now than it ever has before. And we need to talk to those people just because they're in a location where maybe traditionally they might not vote Republican or might not vote at all. We need to find them. We need to be active. I'm begging you to look into different entities. TP Action is one of them that I'm working with to get involved and to make a difference. You're in a red state, Missouri. You're in a blue state, Illinois. Maybe it's not, at least on a national, federal level, maybe the difference isn't as much to be made here in your local states, but get in the car and go on a road trip and get somebody to fill out a ballot and make a difference. Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote and let us know, are you better off now than you were under Trump? A lot of people responding to that question right now. Russell says no. Energy, electricity, gas, groceries, insurance all have gone up. JB says no. My wallet says no. Grocery, gas, pump, eating out, monthly utilities, and insurance receipts all say no. And Reason says absolutely not better. My budget looks like I have an incorrect formula. I hear that. Let's get Ryan Wiggins in here, and he's got a story. Things you are wasting money on, according to a guy who's got a lot of it, Warren Buffett. We'll be right back.
Fitz, putting on a red.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Well, guys, I've got some news for you here that hopefully will help you from being poor, because the title of the article is how to keep from being poor, according to Warren Buffett. Now, I don't think Warren Buffett wrote this article. I think they're just attaching some of these principles to him.
So if we follow these principles, we'll be as rich as Warren Buffett.
That's exactly right. So all you got to do is maybe one or two of these things. And
okay.
You'll get there. The first is carrying credit card debt. Do you carry credit card debt? Because the article says if you do, you shouldn't, because it's just costing you unnecessary money.
Just get rid of it.
Get rid of the credit card entirely.
Yeah, Joe Biden should. No. The debt.
Just cancel it.
Oh, the debt.
Yeah, nobody has to pay that.
You can't just get rid of the credit card and have the debt go away, Ryan. That's not how it works.
But if you got rid of the debt, wouldn't you just be transferring the payment of the debt to somebody else? I don't understand.
No, just print more money.
But isn't that just transferring the debt to a future generation?
No, nobody knows.
That's just inflation.
Okay, well, never mind on that tip then, because it seems like we've got that one solved. In fact, it's rich for
Warren Buffett to be like, get rid of your credit card debt.
Well, I don't know that he's the one specifically saying this, but they're sourcing a lot of stuff saying this is the kind of things he does. How about quantity over quality? I got to say that this is not me. I'm definitely a quantity over quality guy.
That's what you just said.
That's being a bad thing. Quantity over quality being a bad thing. You want to choose quality over quantity.
I agree with that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
With things like clothes.
Yeah.
With things like food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He actually says
you're quantity over quality because you just want the cheapest thing possible.
Yeah. I want deals. I want a lot of deals.
You're willing to spend money on something that's really cheap and a really good deal, even if it's not great.
I'm really trying to rein that in because that is a temptation for me. If I see a deal.
That's Ryan's default.
Mm-hmm. It is my default because if I see, like if I'm shopping somewhere and it says outlet mall, I'm much more likely to go, oh my gosh, it's going to be so much cheaper, even though I know in my head.
Justify the spend much more.
Mm-hmm. Or like I just did this. I went to Branson with my son about a month ago and we were trying to kill a little bit of time between things and we went to one of the outlet malls there. Well, they had, buy two things at $10, get one free. So I ended up buying two belts and getting a free shirt. I really only needed one belt.
How much was the belt you bought?
A little over $10. So I was trying to maximize. It was free because I bought two belts.
No, but how much was, what's the value?
It was a little over $10. So it was like $30 worth of stuff for $20.
But did you need a shirt and a belt?
But I didn't really need an extra shirt or an extra belt. I did need one belt.
So they got an extra $10.
So I got an extra $10. So that's the kind of stuff that I really try to watch that I'm not really good at doing. I'm still not good because that was a month ago. How about this one? Unnecessary spending on tech, on technological stuff. Brad,
what do they consider? You got to be more specific.
So this would be the latest technology.
You said unnecessary spending, and I would have just said stop.
Well, yeah, but that kind of encapsulates everything here. But it's talking about how if you feel like you always need the latest and greatest technology, you're going to end up spending a lot of money.
I would agree with that because phones are really expensive. And if you have to get the next iPhone or the next Galaxy or whatever, and you don't actually need it, that to me is a waste. I mean, I'm looking at my phone. I think it's an iPhone SE 2020. So it's
are you kidding
old.
Me?
It's
I don't have any idea. That could
old.
Be the newest one, and I have
oh, it's
no
an
idea.
SE.
Yeah. And it's like the lowest model. It's like the low-end model of that model year. So until it stops working and doing what I need it to
what
do.
What does an entry-level iPhone cost these days?
I don't know. It probably depends on the package, because a lot of them you get a free phone if you sign up for Verizon for two
that's
years.
That's not buying a phone. That's
that.
buying a
package.
Plan.
Yeah, I have no idea if you're going to buy a phone new.
Do you always buy your phone in conjunction with your plan?
I do, unless it breaks or something and I have to. It's been a long time since I've had to do that.
I don't think I've ever bought a phone in conjunction with a plan.
Really?
No.
I don't remember the last time I didn't.
Buy it outright, which you might be saying, Annie, sure, everybody can just go out there and buy it outright. But I buy the phone outright because I don't, like, my cell phone bill is pretty low. I don't want my monthly bill to be high. I'd rather spend the money on the phone when I get it and own it than hope that I use the same phone for 2 years so that I can realize the same price. I mean, it's usually same as cash over the course of the time of the contract that you sign. But I'd rather own it myself and not have to finance it and take 2 years to realize those savings.
This is one of my favorites on the list. Don't buy anything at full price. And they give a anecdotal story here about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, and Buffett pulling out McDonald's coupons to buy him lunch one time. I don't know if that's a true story or not. It says that it is. But apparently Warren Buffett still uses coupons to buy meals. Now, you guys have to admit, that's a great idea, right? Coupons for everything, all the time.
No, maybe just lower the prices.
Yeah, maybe. Or use the app. Do you guys use the app for any fast food or anything? Mm-mm. You guys don't really eat fast food that much.
I use the Scooters app.
Yes.
Same.
Yes.
I get my free drink when I get my smiles.
And you, I was going to say, you get your smiles. I have a feeling I know where you're headed on this one. Regular nights out. Do you guys spend a lot of money on going out in the evening?
Not in the intended sense.
Okay. What is the sense in which you do?
I got Papa John's for the kids last night because Jared had to work at night because he was getting back to school. And Jared usually makes dinner for us. I could have made something for them, but it was the last night before school started. And Charlie had golf practice and the girls had to go back to school tomorrow. And so we just got some Papa John's via the app.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. I should have brought you the leftovers.
I would have eaten them too. This is one of those things that I agree with overall, but gosh, it's important to have dates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often you guys get to go on dates. Ours is because of kids, of course.
I literally don't remember the last time we went on a date.
Really? Man, that's unfortunate. Send your kids over to my house. You guys go on a date.
Evelyn would be so happy.
She would.
My other kids would.
Your other kids would be like, why are we over here?
She's just specifically joyful.
The last one that it says, or second to last one, is gambling. It just says, don't gamble because the odds are against you. Surprise, surprise.
You know, we're laughing at several of these things. We're all in pretty much the same kind of place with a few different obligations among the three of us, but a lot of people aren't. And, you know, this kind of goes to the YouTube poll for today. Are you better off now than you were under Trump? Yes or no? You can have all your ducks in a row and still see that it is more difficult today than it was before. That doesn't mean that you're about to live on the street. But again, in America, we're supposed to be working our tail off to get ahead, not to keep up. And it's very, very hard to get ahead in Kamala Harris's America. Let's talk to Jim Carafano when we come back. Let's get Ryan Wiggins in here, and he's got a story. Things you are wasting money on, according to a guy who's got a lot of it, Warren Buffett. We'll be right back.
Putting on a red.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Well, guys, I've got some news for you here that hopefully will help you from being poor, because the title of the article is being poor, according to Warren Buffett. Now, I don't think Warren Buffett wrote this article. I think they're just attaching some of these principles to
him. So if we follow these principles, we'll be as rich as Warren Buffett.
That's exactly right. So all you got to do is maybe one or two of these things, and you'll get there. The first is carrying credit card debt. Do you carry credit card debt? Because the article says if you do, you shouldn't, because it's just costing you unnecessary money.
Just get rid of it.
Get rid of the credit card entirely.
Yeah, Joe Biden should. No. The debt.
Just cancel it.
Oh, the debt.
Yeah, nobody has to pay that.
You can't just get rid of the credit card and have the debt go away, Ryan. That's not how it works.
But if you got rid of the debt, wouldn't you just be transferring the payment of the debt to somebody else? I don't understand.
No, just print more money.
But isn't that just transferring the debt to a future generation?
No,
nobody knows.
That's just inflation.
Okay, well, never mind on that tip then, because it seems like we've got that one solved. In fact, it's rich
for Warren Buffett to be like, get rid of your credit card debt.
Well, I don't know that he's the one specifically saying this, but they're sourcing a lot of stuff saying this is the kind of things he does. How about quantity over quality? I got to say that this is not me. I'm definitely a quantity over quality guy.
That's what you just said.
That's being a bad thing. Quantity over quality being a bad thing. You want to choose quality over quantity.
I agree with that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
With things like clothes.
Yeah.
With things like food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He actually says...
You're quantity over quality because you just want the cheapest thing possible.
Yeah. I want deals. I want a lot of deals.
You're willing to spend money on something that's really cheap and a really good deal, even if it's not great.
I'm really trying to rein that in because that is a temptation for me. If I see a deal.
That's Ryan's default.
Mm-hmm. It is my default because if I see, like if I'm shopping somewhere and it says outlet mall, I'm much more likely to go, oh my gosh, it's going to be so much cheaper, even though I know in my head.
Justify the spend much more.
Mm-hmm. Or like I just did this. I went to Branson with my son about a month ago and we were trying to kill a little bit of time between things and we went to one of the outlet malls there. Well, they had, buy two things at $10, get one free. So I ended up buying two belts and getting a free shirt. I really only needed one belt.
How much was the belt you bought?
A little over $10. So I was trying to maximize, it was free.
No,
I bought two
but
belts.
How much was, what's the value?
It was a little over $10. So it was like $30 worth of stuff for $20.
But did you need a shirt and a belt?
But I didn't really need an extra shirt or an extra belt. I
so
did need one belt.
So they got an extra
belt.
$10.
So I got an extra $10. So that's the kind of stuff that I really try to watch that I'm not really good at doing. I'm still not good because that was a month ago. How about this one? Unnecessary spending on tech, on technological stuff. Brad,
what do they consider? That's you got to be more specific.
So this would be the latest technology.
You said unnecessary spending, and I would have just said stop.
Well, yeah, but that kind of encapsulates everything here. But it's talking about how if you feel like you always need the latest and greatest technology, you're going to end up spending a lot of money.
I would agree with that because phones are really expensive. And if you have to get the next iPhone or the next Galaxy or whatever, and you don't actually need it, that to me is a waste. I mean, I'm looking at my phone. I think it's an iPhone SE 2020. So it's
are you kidding me?
It's
I don't have any idea. That could be the newest one and I have no idea.
Oh, it's an SE.
Yeah. And it's like the lowest model. It's like the low-end model of that model year. So... until it stops working and doing what I need it to
what
do.
What does an entry-level iPhone cost these days?
I don't know. It probably depends on the package, because a lot of them you get a free phone if you sign up for Verizon for 2 years.
That's not buying a phone. That's buying a plan.
Yeah, I have no idea if you're going to buy a phone new.
Do you always buy your phone in conjunction with your plan?
I do, unless it breaks or something, and I have to. It's been a long time since I've had to do that.
I don't think I've ever bought a phone in conjunction with a plan.
Really?
No.
I don't think I don't remember the last time I didn't.
Buy it outright, which you might be saying, Annie, sure, everybody can just go out there and buy it outright. But I buy the phone outright because I don't, like, my cell phone bill is pretty low. I don't want my monthly bill to be high. I'd rather spend the money on the phone when I get it and own it than hope that I use the same phone for 2 years so that I can realize the same price. I mean, it's usually same as cash over the course of the time of the contract that you sign. But I'd rather own it myself and not have to finance it and take 2 years to realize those savings.
This is one of my favorites on the list. Don't buy anything at full price. And they give a anecdotal story here about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. And Buffett pulling out McDonald's coupons to buy him lunch one time. I don't know if that's a true story or not. It says that it is. But apparently Warren Buffett still uses coupons to buy meals. Now, you guys have to admit, that's a great idea, right? Coupons for everything, all the time.
No, maybe just lower the prices.
Yeah, maybe. Or use the app. Do you guys use the app for any fast food or anything? You guys don't really eat fast food that much.
I use the Scooters app.
Yes.
Same.
Yes.
I get my free drink when I get my smiles.
And I was going to say, you get your smiles. I have a feeling I know where you're headed on this one. Regular nights out. Do you guys spend a lot of money on going out in the evening?
Not in the intended sense.
Okay. What is the sense in which you do?
I got Papa John's for the kids last night because Jared had to work at night because he was getting back to school. And Jared usually makes dinner for us. I could have made something for them, but it was the last night before school started. And Charlie had golf practice and the girls had to go back to school tomorrow. And so we just got some Papa John's via the app.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. I should have brought you the leftovers.
I would have eaten them too. This is one of those things that I agree with overall, but gosh, it's important to have dates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often you guys get to go on dates. Ours is because of kids, of course.
I literally don't remember the last time we went on a date.
Really? Man, that's unfortunate. Send your kids over to my house. You guys go on a date.
Evelyn would be so happy.
She would.
My other kids would.
Your other kids would be like, why are we over here?
She's just specifically joyful.
The last one that it says, or second to last one, is gambling. It just says, don't gamble because the odds are against you. Surprise, surprise.
You know, we're laughing at several of these things. We're all in pretty much the same kind of place with a few different obligations among the three of us, but a lot of people aren't. And, you know, this kind of goes to the YouTube poll for today. Are you better off now than you were under Trump? Yes or no? You can have all your ducks in a row and still see that it is more difficult today than it was before. That doesn't mean that you're about to live on the street. But again, in America, we're supposed to be working our tail off to get ahead, not to keep up. And it's very, very hard to get ahead in Kamala Harris's America. Let's talk to Jim Carafano when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.